The tourism industry is preparing for a harder sell to attract overseas visitors. More than 450 tourism operators confronted the changes affecting their industry during the online Trends Hui yesterday afternoon. Tourism reporter Tess Brunton has more.
Before COVID, annual tourism spending hit more than $41 billion. The pandemic then plunged the industry into survival mode, but it's now preparing to welcome back international visitors as borders fully reopen this winter. Rebecca Ingram, the new head of tourism industry Aotearoa, shared a message of hope at the Trends Hui. She says they expect a slow and steady return of visitors, giving businesses time to ramp up before more travellers arrive from spring.
Some of you will already be starting to increase your teams or staff hours, put products back on the market and bring businesses out of hibernation. We are ready to get back to contributing to New Zealand economically and also bringing vibrancy and diversity to our communities.
She wants more to commit to sustainability.
Tourism that contributes positively to our people and our culture, to our environment and to our economy. We all know that we cannot simply pay lip service to these concepts. Our communities want it and our customers want it.
In 2020, Tourism New Zealand started marketing to Kiwis after the borders closed. Its chief executive, Renee DeMonchi, says that will continue even as they campaign harder to attract travellers from around the world.
The latest research is very positive. It shows that even though borders are open, two out of three Kiwis, 68%, are still planning to take a domestic holiday. And what's positive in that, that's actually up from 57% in February and March.
He says businesses need to commit to real, sustainable change.
The consumer ultimately will choose. And if they get a sniff of greenwashing, I think this kind of mainstreaming of the trend of regeneration and sustainability, you just won't be able to compete. So I don't think it'll be an option. You will see this acceleration of the consumer trend across the world.
Tourism Minister Stuart Nash says it is more difficult to sell Aotearoa as a destination because of its location.
But our own commitment to climate action also raises questions about how we reconcile our exports, including tourism, with the climate impact of getting goods and people to market. These issues are challenging for a tourism industry that is looking to get back on its feet after a once-in-a-generation event.
He says the industry has an opportunity to become more innovative.
I know it's easy to talk about innovation and an entirely different to follow through. Talk is cheap, as they say. But that's why I've announced the $54 million innovation program for tourism recovery. Innovation is critical to tourism's future success.
He says the program will fund initiatives targeting tourism's climate impacts, resilience and sustainability. Leanne Garrity from Air New Zealand says Trans-Tasman travel has proved popular since the border opened.
Bookings remain incredibly strong right through to the July school holidays and in fact to the end of the holidays and for a few months beyond. While capacity is currently sitting at 50% of pre-COVID levels, it's planned to reach 70% by July.
Around the same time, Air New Zealand also expects to operate at 65% of its 2019 international capacity.